pressure.
And put them on W4CY3.
Wake up, America! It's time for the adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest who has some badass new music. So let's welcome Lucas from Hi-Res. How are you?
Yeah, hi. Thanks. Yeah, I'm quite fine. What about you?
Oh, doing phenomenal. You know, we got a lot of live music looking like it's coming back. So to me, that's a good day.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, also here in Europe, the whole situation gets a bit more relaxed, and we're really looking forward that we might be able to play some live shows in the near future, and yeah, maybe it will work.
You know, and how does that feel? Is it kind of like when you first started playing, where you're like just so excited to get up there and play because it's been so long?
Yeah, we actually played our first live show, I don't know, like some weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. It was a streaming event, a streaming show for a festival, which usually takes place outside. And this time it was indoor and it streamed via the internet. And this was the very first time we were on stage with this new band, Hi-Res. And yeah, it was an awesome feeling to be on stage, but somehow it was also a bit sad to not have an audience in front of us. Of course, we knew that many people were watching via the internet, but it's always great to have this experience to be soaked in sweat on stage and afterwards having some drinks at the merch booth and meeting some of the fans. And yeah, that was somehow missing a bit, but anyway, it was a great experience and we had a lot of fun and yeah, enjoyed ourselves very much.
Well, there you go. And pretty soon you'll be able to probably be with those crowds and performing live like we haven't done in quite a while since we've been in, you know, pun intended, we've been in solitary, just like your album.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're just looking forward and hope for the future for the next month. We already have 2 shows officially confirmed for July here in Germany, and this will be social distancing shows too, but there will be a real audience, and yeah, we're just looking forward to it.
That's amazing. I love it. So tell us about the new album. It just dropped on the 25th via Napalm Records called Solitary. Tell us a little about it.
Yeah, Solitary is our debut album, the very first album we ever recorded together. And it's mainly Hi-Res, the 4 remaining musicians of Dawn of Disease. They split up in late 2019 and Hi-Res was founded in early 2020, and we were looking for a singer, and fortunately, Britta, we knew her from a former band, Cripper, and her from Critical Mass, where she's still singing in, was willing to join the band, and we directly started to work on the album, and it came into being within 10 months, I would say. And it was a really intense kind of working on this album. We could not meet together in the rehearsal room or even in the studio, and so we recorded everything in our own studios at home. So we have our own home studios, so one for the drums, one for the guitars, and one for the vocals, and afterwards send everything to Jens Bogren to Sweden, to Fascination Street Studios, where the whole album was mixed and mastered. And yeah, we're quite happy how everything turned out. It was really, as I said, an intense way of working on it. And just last Friday it came out, and we're just so happy about it. It's really a melodic death metal album that is very open-minded and has a lot of different influences on it. And maybe if you're listening right here, if you're into bands like Amon Amarth or Arch Enemy or Insomnium, then hopefully you will like the album.
I think they will too. One of the things I really love about it too is it's all about the music. You know, it's not, I think that's what makes it so great, the musicianship. And it's got a nice mix of like different parts from different genres to make it its own unique sound.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And glad that you like it. And this somehow it turned out like this. We really took all these things from the different genres we like, all those elements we like a lot, and try to merge them somehow and create an own mixture. Of course, we cannot reinvent melodic death metal. That's simply impossible. But yeah, we just try to create great music, great for us and also great for the listeners. And I hope that we did that with the debut album, Solitary.
And, you know, Britta's vocals are like absolutely brutal in the best sort of way.
Yeah. Yeah, she really knows what she's doing. She's also teaching her vocal style. And yeah, she's really a reliable person when it comes to delivering good vocals on an album. And she really did an awesome job.
And, you know, I really kind of dig how you guys throw in the, you know, like just the shredding guitar in the midst of the brutality. It just makes you want to sit there and be in the pit for one of your shows.
Yeah, we always try to combine those elements of melodic death metal. We also have shredding guitars and blast beats in our music, but also rather melodic passages. And yeah, it would be so great to finally present it to an audience and really to have a huge mosh pit. And also for us, it's fun on stage to see when the people are going crazy. And we're really looking forward and hope that it will happen somewhere in the near future.
So you as the songwriter, what was it like writing songs during this pandemic and, you know, leading up to, and that I'm sure part of it you already had, and then there's this whole change in the world, which kind of throws a wrench into the songwriting.
Yeah, I have to say that I wrote all the songs during this pandemic. So there was there were no songs written before because I really started directly after Dawn of Disease disbanded in late 2019 and early 2020. So last year there was already the start of the pandemic and I really wrote all songs during this pandemic. But yeah, I have to say that I did not really change much in the way I wrote the songs. So I usually write the songs at home, gathering some ideas and collecting some general things. And then I just sit down with my ideas and some guitar riffs and work everything out. And of course, I can work good under pressure. So we did not have pressure, but we decided to put out the album just last Friday. And so, yeah, we had a tough deadline to deliver everything to Napalm Records. And that was actually good for me because somehow then my creativity starts to work very good. But I really did not work in a different way than I would do before or maybe after the pandemic. It was just the way I always work when writing songs.
I love it. And so tell the listeners a little bit about what you like to write about and, you know, how it comes to you in the whole process.
Yeah, it's just, when I start writing songs, I really sit down. Yeah, as I said, I take some riffs and I always try to make songs interesting in terms of songwriting and also make them catchy, that people have something to recognize, that they do not just have a song that is just blast beats and I always want to have some melodies in there and also maybe some slight elements of melancholy and just to make it interesting for the listener. And that's mainly how I write the songs.
And so what's your favorite thing to do when you're not doing music?
Yeah, this is really a hard question for me to answer because music is my full-time hobby, I would say. I'm really just listening to music. I make music and we have a little dog here. I'd walk with him in the woods or in the fields, and this is kind of relaxing for me. But I would say I have no other hobbies than music. Music is simply my life, and I really enjoy it and love it.
That must be why you're so great at it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm blushing.
So while you're blushing, tell all our listeners how they can connect to you guys on social media, get the new album, and check out your tour dates, all the rest of that.
Yeah, you can just check out our official website. It's hyrus.com. But you can also visit us on social media, for example, Facebook and Instagram at Hyrus Official. And there we will be updating everything on a regular basis. You will find our tour dates there and you can buy merchandise there and our CD. It will be also released as an LP, unfortunately with a little delay because there were some problems in the delivery chain. But you can just check that out. We have our own online shop. You can also visit Napalm Records. They have an online shop and are offering a special shirt version for the Solitary shirt. And there are many possibilities, and we would really appreciate if you visit us and leave us a comment. We really love that.
And I think they definitely should. They'll love the music. If they haven't heard it already, they will. and they got to go check it out because it is badass. So everybody make sure to check out Hyrus and their new debut album, Solitary. Thank you, Lucas, for giving us such great music, and thank you for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Yeah, thank you too. Thanks for the great interview and for inviting me to talk about the album.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.